Keep it moving. AB and Bev, Heineken halts South African projects over booze ban. I saw that there was, I'm not sure if this is the same story, that there was talks of about 12 billion rand, or was it about, there was like a 5 billion rand upgrade or something like that, and then that didn't go ahead because of the fact that they are not selling anything.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, our South Africans, some of our South Africans who like themselves a good time will be forced to, you know, cut back a little, as, you know, AB InBev has announced that they will be halting on a project that the project spend that will be about five billion rand. Mm-hmm. Now, this comes after, you know, the president announced a sudden alcohol ban. Now, we also know that Consol Holdings will also be halting their project, an increase in the plant project of 1.5 billion rand. To put this in context, with all this halts that that were implemented, the government has lost tax revenue of almost 5 billion rand. From booze sales.
Wow.
So it's bound about 8 million rand a day in terms of console, and with AB InBev, they're losing 2.5 billion rand a day.
Yeah. Jeez, this is massive. I mean, you know what? I knew that, you know, when you mentioned the fact that the alcohol ban was put in place, I knew that, you know, the AB InBev would suffer because they're not making any sales. But for some reason, I didn't think back and say, well, who else is suffering? Because besides the guys who are producing the glass, the guys who are producing the labels are also suffering, which is something that I missed out on. And the fact that Consol Glass is now not going to be expanding their plant, I don't think it's going to be happening for the next 2 years then, because they're going to have to review their finances and say, well, are we making a profit? Is it profitable for us to expand here or not?
Yeah, it becomes a whole value chain that suffers in this whole thing. Obviously, we go back to, you know, the normal the cliched job that the people are suffering, the whole expansion, the whole trying to push the economy into a positive direction. It becomes a whole value chain instantly that suffers when the president kind of does these cuts and pullbacks, and, you know, unexpectedly, because now initially what everyone is just asking for is, you know, clarity, be informed in time, and, you know, moving forward, just to also help the tax base, because, I mean, South Africa's tax base will be under collecting this year already, which is a burden on consumers.
And all right. Well, I mean, look, apparently the cigarettes are the problem, and so is the alcohol. Mm-hmm.